Matthew chapter number 4. Matthew chapter number 4, verse number 18. The Bible says, Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. I want to preach tonight, the Lord will be my help in this direction. Separation and a consecrated life. Separation and a consecrated life. You see the story of these fishermen. The Bible says they were fishermen. What do they do for a living? They catch fish. Amen? They catch fish. They take their boats. They take the nets. And they fish. And that's what they was doing when Jesus came by. I wonder, what was you doing when Jesus came by? Amen? Amen. Praise God. But I won't say to the Lord God, hey, you say, well, preacher, I was this and I was that and I was another thing. Praise God. The Bible said, if you'll take of it, he said, follow me and I'll make you the fishers of men. He said, I'll take you and use you. But he says, as we look at this tonight, we have to realize what took place. He said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And he said, they straightway left their nets and followed him. You know why? Because they believed Jesus. I wonder tonight if we really truly believe Jesus, amen, he can take us and teach us to be fishers of men. You know, preacher, I fish a whole lot, being Brother Junior, but we don't catch many. Amen? And when they are, they're pretty small, and we just throw them back. But praise God, I want to say, praise Lord, if we'll set in our hearts and mind to be fishers of men, God will help us to catch, and you won't have no desire to throw them back. And I want to say, there's none tonight that'll be too small. From the littlest to the biggest, from the youngest to the oldest, praise God. Everyone needs the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody needs to know Him as our Lord and Savior. Amen, praise God. But you say, how do we get there? Well, number one, we need to realize that we need to be saved. You can't, amen, you can't go fishing without a fishing pole. Amen, or a net. And amen, and you can't win souls unless you've been saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I got one over here. Amen. We got to be saved in order to win souls. Salvation is a necessity. It's key. When God Almighty does the mighty work of salvation, your heart and mind, praise God, He changes from the inside out and gives us a compassionate heart. Amen. To go out in the world, praise God, and do something to bring glory to His name. And He starts changing us. Amen. Praise God. It's so subtle. Sometimes it's so subtle we don't even realize it our own selves. But I want to say, praise God, these other people can see it in you. Amen. Praise God. The other people can see that there's something happening in your life. They can tell by the tone of your voice. They can tell by your walk. They can tell by your actions. They can tell by your talk that something happened to that person. Something happened to you. Amen. When you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, you begin to walk. And amen, people start seeing it. And people start telling, they something changed about Him. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, praise the Lord. Holy Ghost of God. He's saved. And Lord, praise God, he's separating himself. And he's trying to go in the right direction, trying to do the right thing. And God Almighty has stepped in beside him. He said, put your arm around it. He said, glory, hallelujah. He said, I'm going to go with you. He said, come on, son. He said, I'm here for you. You don't have to do this by yourself. See, for a long time, I think, we were having to do this by ourselves. But I want to say, praise God, Brother Bill, we can't do it by ourselves. Yeah, I don't know how you are, but for a long time, I tried to do the best I could do. But I realized, praise God, I fell on my face so many times. I've been discouraged so many times. I've let God down so many times. I finally said, Lord, I've had enough. I need some help.
Amen.
Amen. And it was a still, small voice. It was that same voice that whispered to Elijah in the cave. He said, I'm with you, and I'll not forsake you. Amen. You can do all things, praise God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Because He strengthens me. And I'll be there, praise God, to scotch you, to help you, to show you my way. I like Jesus' way. Amen. I'm old enough to know, praise God, I've tried different ways. But I want to tell you the Jesus' way of work. He It'll get you when there's hard times. It'll get you when there's tough times. The Jesus way will work. Amen. So you got to have salvation, then you got to have separation and consecration to the Lord. Amen. You got to consecrate ourselves to Him. Praise God. Our life and our being. And when we do that, praise God, it brings glorification to the Lord. I want to bring glory to God, don't you? Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, I wouldn't care. It don't matter if I got any money. It don't matter if I have anything. But praise God, I want to bring glory to God. Amen. I want to praise Him and let Him know that I love Him. I care. And one of these days, praise God, I'm looking for Him to snatch me out of here, to call me home. Amen. What a blessing. What a blesser. One day in a little while, Justin, we're going to go out of here. He said, come away, my beloved, come away. Praise God, and we'll lose gravitation. We'll leave the world behind, and we'll go home to be with the Lord. To a place that He's prepared for you and me. Bless His holy name. Praise God. To be consecrated unto the Lord, to have a consecrated life, praise God, is to have a glory, to bring glory to His name. And not only does it bring glory to His name, but it's through dedication that we get there. Hello? It takes a little bit of dedication to get to where God can use us. Amen? You say, well, preacher, that's the part I don't like, that dedication part. The separation part and the dedication part. Who do you think I am? Well, if you're a child of God, praise God, it's a requirement of a child of God to be separated to Him, praise God, from the world, and to dedicate ourselves to Him, praise God, for His glory. Amen. He's dedicated to us. The Lord was so dedicated to you and I, praise God. He went all the way to the cross of Calvary, hung on Calvary, shed His blood, praise God, went to a borrowed tomb, lay there for 3 days, praise be to God, and then got up, glory to God, on that third day because He was dedicated to you. Amen. He done it for you, and He done it for me. Praise His holy name. What a God we serve tonight. And praise His glory to God. He got up for you. I believe that's dedication, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. That separation, that consecration unto the Lord. That life that we live for Him, praise the Lord. Praise God. It brings glorification. It brings a dedication. But not only does it bring glorification and dedication, but it brings holy living. I said it brings holy living.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says, be ye holy, for I am holy. I've told you this a thousand times. I told you once, that's not a suggestion. God's not suggesting that you be holy. God's telling you to be holy. Amen. In order to be holy, praise God, we got to be separate. Amen. We got to pull ourselves back from some things. Amen. Praise God. As Brother Bill used to always say, praise God, I got saved. I can do what I want to, praise God. But my want to's have changed.
Amen.
I don't want to do the things I used to do. I don't want to go to places I used to go. I don't want to be in the situations I used to be in. Amen. My want to's have changed completely. Praise God, because what God's done for me. Why? Because he said, but they straightway left their nets and they followed Him. All that worldliness that we is holding on to, that they is counting on, praise God. They said, all right, we're just going to leave that behind. We're just going to follow Jesus and see how this works out. I would the whole world would do that.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hey, they'd get down the road a day or two and they'd find out their whole life's changed.
Amen.
Amen. It won't be for, it'll be for the better. Amen. It'll be gooder than it was before. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Things will be looking up. Amen. Praise God. You don't have to go down with your head hung no more. Praise God. You can look up to glory, shout, and praise, give God glory with a big smile on your face.
Amen.
And people see you coming down the road, they'll think you've done lost your mind. Hey, see me, Brother Bobby. Just happy in the Lord. Well, glory. If he's crazy, praise God, I'm crazy about Jesus. I know glory and who my Redeemer is. Praise God, and I'm happy one day. I'm going to see Him face to face. But until then, I'm just going to keep looking to glory. And one day, praise God, I'll get another little peek. And I'll get another little peek. And one day, I'll just slide on home.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. little bit of dedication never hurt nobody. You know what's wrong with this world today? We ain't dedicated to nothing. Amen. We'll start in on something, and if it don't work out our way, we'll bail and go somewhere. That's what's wrong with the world. That's why there ain't no marriage license no more. Amen. We don't get in for the long haul. Amen. You get in, it's like trying on a pair of shoes. We'll try them on. If they get a little tight, praise God, we'll chunk them and go somewhere else. Praise God, God never meant for it to be that way. He said we're supposed to get in there dedicated, praise God, and let the Lord help us, ask Him to be on our side, and we're on His side and walk, praise God, hand in hand, in one, united with Him. Amen, praise God. That didn't cost you no extra. Amen, praise God, but it works. Praise God. So we see a saved soul. A saved soul is a redeemed life. So why wouldn't we want to see souls saved? Amen. Praise God, that's better than a Dr. Seuss book. Amen. Who wouldn't want to see souls saved? Praise His holy name. Down by the seashore. Praise God. Jesus did. Amen. He went down there to get them. Praise God. He wasn't going to go without them. He said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. You know what He was telling them? He said, if you'll follow me, I'll show you how it's done. Reason we don't know how it's done. You know why we don't know how it's done? It's because we ain't following Jesus real close. Oh, me. Amen. If we get to following up real close to Him, praise God, we'll get to seeing how it's done. We'll begin to say, praise God, I can do this. Amen. Bible said it's so easy, a little child can do it. Just come unto the Lord, praise God, and a childlike faith. Amen. Praise His holy name. See, God's put some vessels in there. Now, if we're going to handle the vessels of God... Hello? I mean, I'm talking about the handling the vessel of God. You know, what is a vessel of God? A vessel of God is humanity. Amen. A vessel of God is you and me. Bible says if you're going to handle the vessels of God, Psalm 24:4 says you need to have clean hands and a pure heart. Amen. You need to have, in other words, you've got to have clean hands. You've got to clean yourself up. You gotta have those hands clean, praise God. They can't have blood and foul things on them. Your heart has to be pure and a heart of compassion. So that you go out there, the hands is clean. Amen. If your hands ain't clean, you get to handling clay and your hands ain't clean, you'll mar the clay. Clay will absorb everything that it touches, or it touches it. Excuse me. Amen. So we gotta have clean hands. That's why the Father, Heavenly Father, praise God, He has clean hands. And He has a pure heart. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Our Lord and Savior, praise God, He's got clean hands. And He has a pure heart. How? Because He's separated, praise God. He's consecrated Himself unto the Father. His mother and father come to Him in the temple, 12-year-old boy, and they said, "How? Why have you done this thus to us?" He said, "You must know that I must be about my Father's business." Amen. Praise God. He said, I've got work to do. Amen. Praise God. Let me at it. 12-year-old boy. Amen. Praise God. He wanted to get about the Father's business. He wanted to do that. But he said it takes consecration. It takes separation. And the Bible says in Exodus 32 and 29, Moses said this. He said, consecrate yourselves today to the Lord. He said, consecrate yourself. Who does He say consecrate? Yourself. See, we're in a big business. We think we're in the business. We got to see this one get right and this get right. And if they'll ever do this, then I'll do that. You ever catch yourself bargaining with God down at the house of God? Amen. If sister such and such would do this, if she stands up and testifies this morning, if he'll stand up and testify, then I'll know I'm supposed to do such and such. Amen. If God's already put such and such in your heart, praise God, just do it. As long as it magnifies God and gives Him glory. Don't wait on somebody else, praise God. They may not be consecrated. They may not be separated. They may be in the process, but they may not be there yet. But those of us that are, praise God, let's just let go and praise God. Amen. Separated, amen, to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves today. Not tomorrow, not next week. He said we need to set ourselves aside for God today. What are we waiting for? We waiting for another generation of souls that fall by the wayside? Another year, another 2 years, another decade for our nation to fall into the pit? before we pray and start lifting up our voices unto the Lord? We need to do it today. Separated from the world. Amen. You say, how do we separate? Separate the world from the world's mind. You know, the world's got a mind today. Do you know that? Amen. It's got a mind, and most of it's wicked. Amen. But Paul says this in Romans chapter 12. In Romans chapter number 12, Paul says in verse 1, "So I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." You know what Paul's saying? He said, it just makes good sense just to say, you know what, Lord, here I am. Take me and use me. And show me your light. Give me the guidance. Amen. Praise the Lord. Give me a map. Show me the way to go and help me to get there. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's sacred. Your body's a living sacrifice. He don't want no cold, dead something. Amen. He wants a living, a lively sacrifice. Amen. Praise God. A holy, it's wholly acceptable unto God. That holy, that's without any faults, any blemishes. That's been cleaned up. Those are the ones with the clean hands. Amen. Acceptable, praise God, unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world. They're saying that we can't be fashioned like that's around us. What he's actually saying is we can't let this world fashion us. Amen. We're supposed to be light and salt in the world that we live in. Amen. We're supposed to be light so people can see the way to Jesus. We're supposed to be that good seasoning, praise God, that'll make it all worthwhile. Amen. Praise God. So I said, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. By your intellect, by that knowledge of God, by the knowledge of the goodness of the Lord God Almighty and the Savior from heaven and the Holy Ghost of God that lives in the combination of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, praise God, realizing how good we've got it. Because He lives in our heart. That renewing of the mind. Transformed, going in a different direction. That you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect. What? Will of God. Amen. He said, so we need to be renewed in our mind, praise God. Handling the vessels of God, handling them in the right way, consecrated, set aside for the glory. Amen. Consecrating ourselves, you and I, to the Lord. He said, Lord, take me and use me. Help me to do right. Help me to be pleasing to you. Putting our trust in Him. I'll tell you what, young, there's a day coming and it's nigh at hand that we're going to have to put our faith in the Lord. Amen. We're going to have to call on Him and trust Him to be there and help us. Every one of us. If you're not there yet, you're coming on it. And we need to have faith that we can call upon the Lord, believe that He'll be there to help us. Amen. Because He's God and because He loves us. When we're consecrated, praise God, and separated unto Him, He does that for us. So we see the mind, but look at the method. Amen. He said, come out from among them. He said, you can't hang out in that same old crowd and do better. Ain't that right, Justin? Right. Amen. Praise God. Jay, sometimes you got to separate yourself from the crowd. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. In verse 16, he says, what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. Praise God, He didn't say He'd walk with us. He said He'd walk in us. Amen. Somebody ought to just jump up and shout. Say, whoa, God. Amen. Amen. He didn't say walk with us. He said He'd walk in us and walk in them, and I will be their God. Wait a minute. He said, I will dwell in them. And I will and walk in them. And I, not another one, but God. And I will be their God. And they shall be my people. Wherefore, he says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And will be a father unto you. And you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Praise God. Lord has done made us a promise, Lord, praise God. He said that we are a temple. God said if we'll forsake the idols, He said come out from the idols. Don't worship the idols. Don't worship things. Don't chase after things in this world that will defile you and bring you down, destroy. But He said if you'll follow after God, listen to me, amen, long for the things of God, the goodness of God, the love of God, the compassion of God, the mercy of God. He said I'll come into you. I'll dwell in you. And when I get to dwelling in you, you'll realize the goodness that's in you. You'll realize the walk that's in you. You'll realize the talk that's in you. You'll realize the way that's in you. You'll realize the things that's in you that bring glory and God, glory and honor unto God Almighty. And bless your soul in return. Praise God. You be blessed from the top of your head, soul, your feet. You can't help it. You won't care. Amen. Praise God. You be sons and daughters, saith the Almighty. Praise His holy name. So we have the mind of God and we have the method of God. In John chapter number 17, the Bible says that we're in this world, but we're not of this world. Do you believe that? Amen. John chapter 17, verse 14, the Bible says, And I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world. You know, the world probably won't like a whole lot of what we got to say till they get saved. Amen. When they get saved, they'll begin to agree with us. Say, praise God, preach on, preacher. The Bible said the Bereans was like that, remember? Paul was preaching to Bereans, and they said, strange doctrine. Hadn't heard this like this before. Say, we're going to search that out. He come back next time and say, glory, hell, God, Paul, preach on, praise God, we're with you. Amen. Hey, that just a little bit of knowledge makes a big difference. He said, we have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them because the world, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest, now watch this, keep them from the evil. He said, no, hey, I'm not asking you if I'll take them out of this world. He said, praise God, just put your hand upon them and keep them from the evil of this world. Amen. Touch them with the Holy Ghost so they'll know the difference between right and wrong. Touch them in their consciousness, praise God, so that they can see what they're fixing to lay their hands on is filthy and dirty and vile. Amen. Praise God. Listen, youngins, keep your fingers off of nasty stuff. Amen. Praise God. He said, verse 16 said, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. But now listen to what he says. You say, preacher, it's a hard separating, dedicated, praise God, and consecrated. Listen to what he says, verse 17. But sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. You know how to be sanctified, consecrated, and separated, praise God, is just listen and believe God. Trust the word of God, praise the Lord. Amen. It'll do the job. In the world, but not of the world. See, what's wrong with the world today? The world does not know the way. Miles, it's like they're lost. Amen? Well, they are lost. Amen. But it's like a traveler taking a journey, Brother Jim. I mean, literally lost. They don't know where they're at. And they don't know... Glory, hallelujah. Somebody shout. They don't know how to get to where they need to be. Amen. Amen. They need a GPS. They need a BIBLE, basic instruction before leaving earth. Amen. So that they know there's a direction and there's a place, praise God, that God Almighty, I say the Almighty God of heaven, has already given us. Amen. It'll work. Praise God. Hey, we've got our papas and mamas and mamas and daddies. We got people that's already made the trip. And if they could tell you now, they'd just say, hey, just cleave that B-I-B-L-E. It'll do the trick. Get you where you need to be. Amen. So I had the mind and the method, but they needed a way. The Bible says in John chapter 2, in verse 15, He tells us about that way. 1 John chapter 2 and 15. Amen. He says this. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Amen. If you're going to have a love affair, praise God, have it with Lord Jesus Christ. Say, well, preacher, I need a wife, I need a husband. Praise God, you need to fall in love with Jesus first. I said, you need to fall in love with Jesus first, and then you'll know how to treat that husband, that wife when they come along. When God sends them your way, don't you go trying to hunt you one up. You'll find one, but it won't be the right one. Amen. Praise God. What are you saying, preacher? I say they won't stay with you when the tough time comes. But praise God, if it's the one God gives you, you'll be there. You'll be twined. You'll be knit together. You'll be one. Amen. I'm giving you lots of goodies now. It's extra. It costs you a dime. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You go home change in your pocket, shouting praise and hallelujahs. He said, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. We can't have a love affair with the world. We need to love Jesus supremely, make him first. For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of this world. Amen? That's what's here. And the world passeth away. Uh-oh. And it's gone. And the lust thereof. But he that goeth, that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Praise God. He said, hey, what we need to do is just seek God. So what does that mean? It's consecrated, separated, amen, unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Separation, consecration, dedication to the Lord Jesus Christ. The world needs to know the way. He said, that's the way to get there. Praise God. Amen. Thomas, the Lord said to Thomas, and Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Now, Thomas just asked the honest question, didn't he? He said, we don't know where you're going. How do we know the way? If the lost world today would just admit that, just that simply, Lord, we don't know who you are. We don't know how to get to heaven. How do you get there? Amen. Praise God. We're getting this. Praise God. Hey, we'll be praising the Lord. We'll be testify witness, folks, before you know it. Amen. They don't know how to get there, and they say, hey, I don't know how to get there. How do you get there? Praise God. I'm glad you asked. Amen. They didn't really ask. But being as how they said it the way they did, we'll tell them. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. What does that mean? That there's only one way to heaven. What's that one way? Jesus. Amen. How do we get there? Because trusting Jesus died for us on the cross. He died for your sins. Because all men have sinned. All sin comes short of the glory of God. The wage of sin is death. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's important. Once to die, and after that, a judgment. We're going to have to stand and give a judgment before a righteous God. We need to be ready. How do you get ready? Praise God, we trust the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad you asked. Believe on Jesus and be saved. Amen. When you get separation, you get dedication. Praise God. You get consecration and a consecrated life. Then we begin to fight. Then things begin to fall in place. We have the mind to tell. We have the method to tell, and we have the way to tell. Amen. Makes it pretty simple, doesn't it? It's not complicated. It's not rocket science. Amen. The Lord said if we would just do that. But let me just say this in close. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 9 says this. In a statement, he says, if thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke. Amen. If you'll take away from the midst of thee the yoke. He said that sin and that worldliness. He said, if you'll get rid of it, that's holding you back. Anybody ever seen a yoke on a calf? Come on now. You know that some of you is older than me. Amen. Even Miss Brenda's seen a yoke on a calf. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for farm. We need to pray for farmers. Amen. We got wicked, crazy things in this world says we need to do away with all our farms. Let China grow our food. Amen. How'd that work out with our drugs and our treatments? Amen. But you take a little old calf, and sometimes you'll get one that's ruddy, and if you ain't got real good fences anyway, that little booger will stay out more than he'll stay in. Amen. And he'll be visiting neighbors and hit the neighbor's barn more than he will be your barn. But you find you a forked stick, and it's got a bottom on it, and you take that thing and you put that fork around his neck. And you take the top of it and you bind it around with the leather strap to where it holds it up against the bottom of his neck. And when he goes to go through the fence, that yoke holds him back. Now, you youngins, when you get to school, you Google a yoke, a calf yoke, so you'll know what that is. And the next time a preacher asks you, say, well, do you know what a yoke is? You can raise your hand and say, glory to God, I know what that is. You'll think you're an old timer. Amen, glory to God. But that's what holds you back. And the Lord says, if you'll get rid of those things that's a holding you back, praise God, He said, then you can go forward. Amen. And He said, it's the sin that holds us back. The sins, praise God. That secret sin, that stuff that we think nobody don't know about. And that real simple stuff, you know, sometimes, but these little old things that we hold, they're like pet sins. The little old things, you know, that we hold on to. We come to the altar and we'll chunk all that down there. Amen. We'll get rid of it. Lay it at the feet of Jesus. And the whole time we're a nussing one in our arms. Yeah, but Lord, amen. You know, this little thing that I've got that I hold on to. Amen. He said, get rid of it. All those yokes, all those things that hold us back. And then we praise and worship God and press on for His glory. Tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, that secret sin, it clogs the flow, that power of conduit that comes from God. Amen. It's kind of like Ma Bell when she cut your telephone off. You don't pay the bill, they cut your phone off. You go to ring up Granny, praise God, and you spin them dials. Hello, hello, and ain't nobody there. Amen. He said, you need to get rid of it. Separate, consecrate, praise God, so that we can win the world. Amen. If we don't, that little old stuff in our life, it's like spiritual paralysis. It just paralyzes you to be able to do anything for God. And it don't take, there's no such thing as little sins. Amen. They're all big in the eyes of God. Amen. And it takes the power from us when it's in our life. But He said if we'll just consecrate ourselves to God, separate ourselves, and say, Lord God, here I am. I want You to lead me and guide me and show me Your way and help me to walk therein. It's hard. It's not easy. But it's a whole lot easier when you make a commitment. See, that dedication, that consecration to God. The step of consecration is what makes it easier. Amen. You separate, you know you belong to God. How many belong to God tonight? Amen. Praise the Lord. And the next step, you praise God. Lord God, I believe everybody in the house raised their hand. Amen. Somebody will just jump up and shout over that. Oh, I will. Amen, Kevin. Praise God. We belong to God. We're His. So it's just time to say, you know what, God? We're just going to dedicate ourselves to You. Help us to walk as close to You as we can. Because You're walking in us. You're dwelling in us. Ain't that what I read in your hearing? Did I read that wrong, sis? Amen. I read that book. It's King James. Amen. He said, I will dwell in you and I'll walk in you. So what we've got to do is just say, Lord, just show us where You want us to go. Help us to do that to bring glory to Your name. Sometimes old devil, he comes along. I'm hurt. I'm a hush. I know the babies need to get into bed, Brother Junior. But sometimes we wonder, you know, the devil will come along and he'll say, well, you know, I don't know if you're doing any good or not. Where's the God that you've got? Where's He at today? Do you ever feel sometimes like He's not as close as He was maybe yesterday? Or as close as you? He's never as close as I'd like Him to be. Amen. He's never. I'd like to be close to Him all the time. I had a spell today. I went to the auto parts place, Brother Jeff. I took that van out there and paid. They gonna put it on thing. Check that code for me. I got there a little boy. His name's Nathaniel. And he told me his name. I said, glory, hallelujah. I said, they name you after the Bible? Praise God. And we got to worship and praising God. He said, you're a preacher, ain't you? I said, how'd you know? Amen. We got to have, he said, you know what? I've been looking for revival. I said, praise God, I have too. I said, maybe we just start one right here. We praise the Lord. He said, let me show you something. Pulled something up on, an old man of God was a preaching, praise the Lord. Said, we got to get back to praying. We got to find our way to God. We got to lift up our voices and we got to pray for one another. He said, that's what's going to change. I said, hallelujah. Praise God, I needed that. We need that. God Almighty, hey, glory to God. If we dedicate ourselves, separate ourselves to Him, we'll have revival wherever we go.
Amen.
Ain't no reason we can't have revival. Amen. We're living day and our bitch. Well, preacher, you can't have revival. Old time revivals is gone. Who said? Amen. I ain't accepting that. I'm going to have revival in my soul if I have to have it by myself.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He didn't do too good with the van.
Couldn't figure out what it was. Couldn't figure out how to hook up his little hooky. hook up his little hickey. Anyway, code reader. So, Gretch, you're messing up my focus. So another fella come out to help him. And he said, well, we wasn't doing this right. He said, he's got to unhook this other wire. And Ford Vans, an old Ford Vans, you know, they got that old, what is it, V1 code reader. Now the new, anyway, that's a story for another. But he come out there and he was going to help him. So that little boy stepped out and we were still talking about the Lord. That little fella said, are you a preacher? I said, praise the Lord, how'd you know? I said, we got to know how good God was, and he forgot about the van. Now, here's two boys supposed to be working, and they're out there on my van, and we're out there for over an hour. And we're praising the Lord, because never did figure out what's wrong with the van. But you know, we had us a good time in the Lord, praise God. I mean, praise God, because there was something inside me. And when I got close to them, there was something inside them, brother. And we just got to communicate. And there was a spirit there, praise God. And it was a resembling spirit. And we got to begin to sharing with each other. It's about broke out in spirit revival. Don't tell me it can't happen. These were young fellers. Amen. They weren't old people like us. Amen. But they were young people, young fellers, was wanting revival. Amen. He said, you know what? He said, that little fella, he said, boy, I'd like to see an old-fashioned, old-time revival. I said, I would too. Amen. I would too. He said, where's your church at? I told him, he said, man, that's way out there. I said, yeah, it is. And I said, go right to the edge of earth and turn left. I said, but we'd be glad to have you. Amen. Another boy, he went in, and the other boy's there. He said, where's your church at? And I said, well, praise God, we're right at the end of the earth. If you want to come, praise God, we'd be glad to have you. Amen. Well, wouldn't it be something both of them showed up? I would, God, one show up, one get back there, and one get back there, and I'd get up here, praise God, and whether you wanted to worship or not, we'd just have revival.
Amen.
Amen. But you know what? God wants us all to have revival.
Amen.
He wants us all to get in and be filled with His grace and His mercy and His love. He wants us all to be praising Him all the time. Amen. What I started to say is the devil will come along and say, well, you know, where's God today? Praise God, He's right with me. He's right where I had Him, right where He put Himself, in the center of my life, to be my Lord and my God, to be the master shepherd, to lead this old goofy sheep along. Amen. To take me where He'd have me to be one day, take me to see the Father at the Father's house. Praise His holy name. That's where I'm going. Amen. You say, how do you get there? Praise God. Through separation. Amen. Through dedication. Through consecration. Through the mind. Praise God. Touching the Lord. And the Lord touching your mind. Through truth. That He is the way. Praise His name.